Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. When StoryCorps visited Mesilla and El Paso in February, StoryCorps recorded conversations between loved ones from our communities. Each Wednesday morning at 8:49 and at 5:48 in the afternoon, we will bring you these stories. Today we meet Flor Ogas and her compita, a dear friend, Juan Hernandez, as they discuss why they want to go into education, their families, and the places they grew up. Flor discusses growing up in an environment that was very traditional and where she was expected to get married and not go into college.
Well, my family is very traditional, Mexican family. They're very, very traditional. My dad was still and still has the mindset that males are superior than females. So I wasn't really expected to go to college. Actually, my dad really wanted me to get pregnant and have a family and just be a housewife and cook and clean. So growing up, my brother never, ever touched a dish. He doesn't know how to do his laundry. He doesn't know how to sweep or mop or anything. Mm. You could probably tell since you're his sweep mate.
Yeah.
He can't do anything. He doesn't know. My dad never let him touch anything because that was too female. So every weekend when we go home to Deming, my mom does his clothes. I don't do any of his stuff just because, it shouldn't be me doing it, you know, but it shouldn't really be my mom either. That's what I feel. Yeah. So growing up in that environment kind of made me feel more a feminist. How do you say that? Feminist? Like I'm going off for all girls. Girl power. Girl power. So my mom actually had to fill out the paperwork for me to go to camp to come to NMSU. Like my dad didn't even know that I was going to go to college until 2 weeks before I moved up here.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad didn't. He was clueless. And then after a while, I think he has a mindset now that, okay, she should get a career. Like, what if the guy beats her? Like, she has to have backup or something, you know? Yeah. But he still has a mindset that I'm going to be a housewife.
Yeah, housewife with a career.
Yeah, so it was hard growing up with that mindset because I would see my brother and my dad always outside being handymans. Like, they would fix everything. But I was not allowed to touch any tool at all.
Wow.
And I was always supposed to learn how to cook. So now I know I'm grateful that I could cook and stuff. But it was just upsetting that I had to be forced to learn and be forced to clean and know how to iron and everything else.
What did your mom think about this?
My mom has always been a pushover in a way. Like, she's just there. She's very supportive of everything that I do and everything that my brother and my sister do. But she's just there. She won't stand up for herself. So, I don't know, with being there, I just want to be more. So, every time I'm in a relationship, I always tend to have, the upper hand. Because I don't want that to be happening again and again. I don't want it to repeat itself.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to be feeling a minority or inferior than men, ever.
Yeah, I see. And it should be equal.
Exactly, but I don't know, coming from that traditional family of being in a Mexican household when the male is supposed to do the work and do everything, but the female is always supposed to cook and clean and be supportive and all that, but
Well, I'm glad my family is different in that way. I'm sorry, but I was the seventh. I was supposed to be the eighth, but miscarriage right before me. I'm a miracle kid. I wasn't supposed to be born. She had an operation afterwards, but
oh wow,
I was still born.
So stubborn.
Stubborn, yeah. Yeah, but my mom had enough with the other six kids before me, and not to say that the ones, my older brother that follows me is a twin, so she had 2 3-year-olds and a 7-year-old, 9-year-old. She had the oldest was in high school, but imagine fitting six kids in between those age groups. And my mom just, she was all for us going to school and getting out of the house, I think. And she encouraged my sister to go to college and everything. But my sister had different plans. I think my sister would have fitted in your family a little bit more. Because my sister had the mentality when she turned 14, she wanted to, like, get a boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, get married. And it ended up happening. She started her family when she was 17. And her... She got married. Her husband passed away, though, at an early age.
Why?
I think he passed away, like, 3 years ago when the smallest kid had, like... They had a kid right before he passed away. So...
Car accident?
No. It's everything going on in Mexico.
Oh.
He got confused for someone else. He had never done anything wrong, but all the drug cartels and everything, the killings of 2008 and all that, he just got mixed up in one of those shootings and they killed him. And well, my sister had to go back home. After that is when she considered changing her career, like actually going for a career. And she went into teaching. And we're all proud of my sister because she has three kids, and those three kids are not, like, the best trained kids. But we love them as family. We've all... The little one calls everyone dad. We love him, and he's been... We've been raising him up, and he's something. He's something. But coming from where I come from, like, they... I think... It was pushed on us too much to get an education. And I still don't know what happened. I mean, right now I'm the only one in college, and all my brothers did get to college, just never...
Finished anything.
Never finished anything. My sister started education at UTEP, and she went back to Mexico. Yeah, boo UTEP.
Boo UTEP.
She had to go there. Yeah.
And she went back to Mexico?
She went back to Mexico, and... Next year, if I make it through next year, I already outbeat all my brothers and sisters, so.
You're going to go the whole way, right?
I'm going to go the whole way.
You got it.
And it doesn't seem that hard, so.
Since I started college, I think I became more responsible, more motivated to finish school, just because 3 years in, I don't want to just drop out. I don't want anything to stop me from just stopping school, because at first, in high school, I was like, well, if I don't like college, all right. Like, it's not going to affect me so much. But if I drop out now, I think it would kill me, and I won't do it. But just because so much time wasted, I don't want to waste that time.
Yeah.
I'm going to strive, and I'm going to go for it until I get my bachelor's, and then hopefully continue on just furthering to prove not myself wrong, but my parents as well, just to tell them, you know what? Look at what your daughter is doing.
Yeah. And I, same like you, I think after spending these two semesters, I realized how much hard work goes into it. And to just walk out in the middle of it is not at all.
It's unacceptable, yeah.
It's unacceptable. You dedicate a lot of time to those classes. And sometimes you even put yourself into stress for those classes. Like, tests are coming up and you need to get through those tests. And it wouldn't make sense to have all those classes in a transcript with no degree.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
I want to thank you for being my compita. It's been an honor and a pleasure to meet you.
It's been a privilege to be your compita. I've learned so much from you. And I think thanks to you, I have some new goals coming up these next years.
Florogas and her friend, Juan Hernandez, from a conversation in Mesilla, recorded by StoryCorps and heard here on KRWG Las Cruces, public media for Southern New Mexico and West Texas.